Point of Origin. Written by Patricia Cornwell and read by Lorelei King.
Marino and I were not ATF, but it was not unusual for it and other law enforcement agencies to recruit us when the need arose. In recent years, I had worked the World Trade Center and Oklahoma City bombings and the crash of TWA Flight 800. I had helped with the identifications of the Branch Davidians at Waco and reviewed the disfigurement and death caused by the Unabomber. I knew from stressful experience that ATF included me in a call-out only when people were dead. And if Marino was recruited, too, then the suspicion was murder. How many? I reached for my clipboard of call sheets.
It's not how many, Doc. It's who. The owner of the farm is media big shot Kenneth Sparks, the one and only. And right now it's looking like he didn't make it.
Oh, God, I muttered as my world suddenly got too dark to see. We're sure?
Well, he's missing.
You mind explaining to me why I'm just now being told about this? I felt anger rising, and it was all I could do not to hurl it at him, for all unnatural deaths in Virginia were my responsibility. I shouldn't have needed Marino to inform me about this one, and I was furious with my Northern Virginia office for not calling me at home.
Don't go getting pissed at your docs up in Fairfax,
said Marino, who seemed to read my mind.
Fauquier County asked ATF to take over here, so that's the way it's going.
I still didn't like it, but it was time to get on with the business at hand. I'm assuming no body has been recovered yet, I said, and I was writing fast.
Hell no. That's going to be your fun job.
I paused, resting the pen on the call sheet. Marino, this is a single-dwelling fire. Even if arson is suspected and it's a high-profile case, I'm not seeing why ATF is interested.
Whiskey, machine guns, not to mention buying and selling fancy horses. So now we're talking about a business,
Marino answered. Great, I muttered.
Oh, yeah. We're talking a goddamn nightmare. The fire marshal's gonna call you before the day's out. Better get packed because the whirlybird's picking us up before dawn. Timing's bad, just like it always is. I guess you can kiss your vacation goodbye.
Benton and I were supposed to drive to Hilton Head tonight to spend a week at the ocean. We had not had time alone so far this year, and were burned out and barely getting along. I did not want to face him when I hung up the phone. I'm sorry, I said to him. I'm sure you've already figured out there's a major disaster. I hesitated, watching him, and he would not give me his eyes as he continued to decipher Carrie's letter. I've got to go, first thing in the morning. Maybe I can join you in the middle of the week, I went on. He was not listening because he did not want to hear any of it. Please understand, I said to him. He did not seem to hear me, and I knew he was terribly disappointed.